Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hey, good morning, Cyrus. We have Samantha Wetge here for you with your L'Oreal Women of Worth.
Yeah, we're all set for Samantha. This will be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Perfect. Sounds good. And how many minutes would you like?
I'm going to follow the suggested, so about 6 or 7.
6 or 7. Okay, perfect. Stand by.
Got it. Thank you. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello, Samantha. How you doing?
Hi, Cyrus. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Excited to be able to share this information with our audience. I appreciate you stopping by. We're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Perfect. Sounds good.
All right.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also, as tuning in through iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, we're glad you all could be with us as well. This is part of a News You Can Use segment here at WYAD, and as you guys know, as we're gearing up for March, March is celebrated for a lot of great things, including, of course, women empowerment, being able to share the great achievements of women. But there's something very special that's happening as well that you all should know about. And that is what L'Oreal Paris is doing as part of their Women of Worth philanthropic program to be able to look for this year's honorees. And this is exciting because it allows for female nonprofit leaders to be recognized for their volunteer efforts and the work they're doing to elevate the community, as well as, of course, to shine a spotlight on their work as well. Here to talk to us more about it, we're excited to welcome to our broadcast today Samantha Wetge. Samantha is the co-founder and president of 16 Strong Project. She also is a L'Oreal Paris Woman of Worth 2023. Honoree. We'll talk to her about that experience and where you guys can go to find out more information. Samantha, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I love the fact that L'Oreal Paris is doing this to not only, of course, to be able to raise awareness and shine a spotlight on female nonprofit leaders, but also, of course, to allow their platform to shine as well. If you don't mind, before we get started, Samantha, talk to our audience a little bit about 16 Strong Project.
Of course. So 16 Strong Project, I co-founded with my mom, and what we do is we take a proactive approach to youth mental health by educating youth directly about the different factors that impact their mental health. So we talk to them a lot about something called adverse childhood experiences, or ACEs for short, to help them better understand themselves, recognize their situations, and understand how it might be impacting their mental health and explain some of the feelings they might be having. So we're really trying to get ahead of the development of mental health challenges and substance use issues in young adulthood and adolescence by bringing this educational information to young people directly to help them better understand and give them language.
Love that. And Samantha, at the end of the broadcast, we definitely want you to share how our audience can find out more information about 16 Strong Project, because I love that. Mental health awareness is so important for all ages. So we're glad to see that your work being recognized. As I said, you were a 2023 honoree for L'Oreal Paris, a Women of Worth, but they're celebrating their 19th year. For some of our audience, though, they may just now be finding out about it. So can you explain to our listeners what the program is all about and what it has done for you?
Of course. So the L'Oreal Paris Women of Worth program is L'Oreal Paris's signature philanthropic initiative, where they are really uplifting and empowering women nonprofit leaders and nonprofit founders who are doing the hard on-the-ground work, solving and addressing the nation's biggest issues. So it really is about empowering women nonprofit leaders. What it has meant for me is it really represents hope, I would say hope, healing, empowerment, community, sisterhood, and I will add in there that it definitely embodies L'Oreal Paris's signature tagline, because you're worth it. It shows women nonprofit leaders who are doing the hard work, like really on the ground doing the work, that they are worth it and that their causes are worth it, and they're putting it on this platform backed by L'Oreal Paris.
Love that. So our audience has the opportunity to be able to nominate individuals. How does the program celebrate its honorees, Samantha? And what should our audience think about when nominating a woman leader for this?
Yeah, so they celebrate us in so many ways. I felt so celebrated for all of 2023, which was awesome. We had an amazing celebratory event at the middle of November last year, where we had the opportunity to all go to Los Angeles, share our stories and share our causes with a large audience of people. But most importantly, we were there to celebrate us, and everyone was there for us to acknowledge what we're doing. So that's one big thing. That's kind of like the big culminating event. But on top of that, honorees also receive a $25,000 grant from L'Oréal Paris for their organization, as well as, and I kind of hinted at this a little bit before, the national platform. So having access to their national platform to be able to share your story, share your cause with the world, is tremendously impactful for the causes and the missions.
Love that. So as we are talking about what L'Oréal Paris is doing through the Women of Worth program, it's exciting to know that we can be able to nominate individuals from our own hometown. Where can our audience go to nominate a woman, and how can they kind of follow along with this year's journey?
So listeners can go to Women of Worth, can and should, I should say, go to womenofworth.com. to nominate an amazing women nonprofit leader or founder who you know in your community or who you are close to. That's also where you can follow along with the journey of this year's class or past classes. I think that we are all on there. So you can check out some amazing causes at womenofworth.com and nominate a woman today. And when you're thinking about who to nominate, just think about really all of the women in your life. Think about friends, think about family members, colleagues, any community organizations you're familiar with, if there's a woman nonprofit leader, founder at that organization. These are the people that you can and should be nominating, just people who are women who are doing the work. They are getting their hands dirty, they're doing the work, they're changing lives, they're uplifting people. And again, you can do that by going to womenofworth.com. I will also add that the deadline for nominations it's coming up, but you have plenty of time. It's March 8th, which is International Women's Day as well.
Love that. Love that. We'll make sure that we make a note of that for our audience. And Samantha, I want to say congratulations to you again, and of course, of the work you're doing with 16 Strong Project. Will you let our audience know how they can find out more information about 16 Strong Project as well?
Yeah, of course. And thank you so much. Anybody listening who's interested in learning more, you can go to 16strongproject.org. We are also on social media, mainly Instagram, also TikTok, and it's just at 16 Strong Project. So definitely the website is a great source of information, social media too, if that's more your speed, but definitely check us out.
All right. Again, everyone, Samantha Wetge has been our guest. She's the co-founder and president of 16 Strong Project. She also is an honoree of L'Oréal Paris Women of Worth 2023, talking with us about how you guys can make sure you're nominating a woman leader in your hometown that is really making a difference. And, of course, keep in mind the deadline is March 8th, as you heard her mention. And that website, again, is womenofworth.com. We'll be linking it up for our audience as well. Samantha, I appreciate the time today, and we'll definitely look forward to speaking with you again.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. Then let's go make today amazing. Take care.